Good morning, Tom, and may I be the very first one to congratulate you on Super Bowl 49. How are you?
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
I was watching your sideline jumping celebration. Not a lot of lift there, Tom. You didn't have very good ups, but you seemed to enjoy the hell out of it.
Yeah, that was a that was just pure joy. So I don't know what was going on in my mind at that moment, but I couldn't. That was just an unbelievable play Malcolm made. So I was just I was ecstatic.
Do you think we can convince you to give him the truck, or are you going to sell that for Best Buddies, or what are you going to do with it? I can't see you driving around in a red truck.
You know what? I would love to give him the truck. That's why I would love to do that.
Good.
So I'm going to figure out how to make that work.
Hey, you know, most people who are watching from the outside are projecting this as probably the most satisfying of your four based on the events leading up to Super Bowl 49. I know you like to say they're all different, but if you had to, is this the most satisfying based on the 2 weeks prior?
I think based on the 10 years prior, I think that's probably, why it's so satisfying. So there's, I said after the game, you know, when we won our first three, it was happened so quick. And then to have a 10-year gap there with a lot of really, great football teams and great years, but never able to win the last game. And then, you know, to do it in the style that we did it the other night was just spectacular. So, you know, it's just a lot of hard work. It's a lot of long nights after losses, and it's a great achievement. It's a great experience. It's everybody should enjoy it because it's so hard to do, and just proud of everybody that I played with, all the coaches that coached us this year, and to be able to do it was spectacular.
I asked you this last week, Tom, but I got to ask you again. Did you find out through this process, through these 2 weeks, who your friends are? Because I was out there in Phoenix. I've been watching everything on ESPN, NFL Network. I couldn't believe the level of resentment and envy toward you, toward the Patriots and Belichick, of course, but also toward you. It kind of surprised me. And I know your father told ESPN that he was, he was offended by it, the people questioning your integrity. But were you at all surprised and disappointed in all you heard?
Well, I think it's natural, you know, obviously for a parent to feel, you know, the way they feel about their kids. So
right. It's
a, my dad and my mom, it's, you know, they're 70 years old now. So it's not, you know, an easy thing to see, you know, any of your children go through anything that's challenging. I think as a player, you know, whatever people may say or think, that's never been a great motivation for me. I mean, I think it's more of just how I feel about it and my belief and how I see myself and how my teammates see me. I think that's what's the most important thing. So, you know, it's the people, you know, that may be critical, that, you know, that everybody has an opinion and that's their right. And if they want to believe whatever they want to believe, that's their choice. So that's okay with me.
But you've 15 years, you've been scandal free, which is pretty amazing when you consider the spotlight you've been under all that time. I take it that that's something you take pride in. That's something you're proud of.
Well, I mean, I'm a human being. So, you know, you have, you know, a lot of emotions just like everybody else. So, I am who I am, you know, and I'm very proud of who I am. So it's just how I choose to live my life. And like I said, the most important thing is how the people who know me feel about me. I mean, a lot of people that, you know, may be critical at times don't know me, and or maybe positive at times. You know, there's a lot of people that, truthfully, over the course of my career, I've never had anyone say anything bad about me. So it's, you know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to be able to have that. So I could imagine going through losing seasons and you know, that would be really challenging because that's something I actually care about. And I think to win is, you know, why I play, and to win is why our team takes the field every year. And I've just been blessed to be part of such a great organization. And, there's no place, you know, obviously I'd ever want to play. I love being here and I love, you know, representing our team, Mr. Kraft, Jonathan, and playing for Coach Belichick. So it's been a lot of fun.
After the catch, you know, everybody thought of Tyree. I saw shots you on the sidelines, Belichick. Did you think at any point when that happened, oh, my God, this is happening again in this same place, and we're going to lose a Super Bowl like this again?
I couldn't believe he caught it because I watched the play, And then I saw the deflection, and I thought it was incomplete, so I turned my back pretty quick. And then somehow, you know, people were still cheering. I turned around, and I saw the refs going to, you know, signal a catch. And I really didn't look, could see what happened. I looked up on the big screen, and I saw the catch, and I just shook my head, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then they gave it to Marshawn on whatever first down, and then it was second down, and then it all happened so quick. I mean, the clock was running. I was like, we're going to call timeout. What are we going to do? And, you know, we chose not to, and there was obviously a great reason why we didn't. And, you know, Malcolm came up with the play of our season. So it was just, it was a very quick how all that stuff transpired. And that's football. I mean, we've been on the other end of that where, you know, there were other, you know, things that would happen, you know, once every 10 years happen against us. So it's nice that it actually goes our way.
You know, when it's looked back like a big picture nationally, that last play is going to be remembered for Carroll or whoever not giving the ball to Lynch, and I understand that. But on its own, you'd appreciate it, I guess, better than anybody. That's a great defensive play by a rookie in that situation, in that game. It's an incredible play.
Oh, no, and you know what? It's an incredible play, and not only that, but when you look, I mean, Malcolm is, that's the types of plays Malcolm makes for our team. So, you know, it's like when I, for example, when we played the Seahawks in 2012, I didn't know any of those players, you know, because we hadn't really played them, and they were younger players like Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas. And, you know, I look back in that game and a few of the plays that I made in 2012, I would never make that decision again because, you know, I threw a ball up the seam to Deion, and Sherman was on him. He intercepted the ball. Well, I didn't know at the time that was probably the best thing that Sherman does, you know, is run down the seam or run up the sideline, look back for the ball and intercept it. And that's how it plays out. And, you know, a guy like Malcolm who makes that type of instinctive, quick play, that's one of his strong suits. And, you know, I don't think it surprised any of us players because that's, you know, that's what his ability, that's really what his skill set is. You know, a lot of people didn't get to see that over the course of the season. So, you know, it comes off as a great play, which it really was at, you know, obviously the biggest time of the year. So that's what, you know, someone had to make a play, and, you know, it happened to be Malcolm.
You know, Tom, if you think about it, he had to catch that ball. If he simply batted it down, Pete would have said, whew, that was close. Let's run Marshawn and Lynch a couple more times.
Right.
He had to catch that ball for you guys to win that game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look, a lot of people needed to make a lot of plays to help us win that game. Mm. It was not, and, you know, they made a lot of great plays, too. I mean, they scored with 29 seconds left in the half. They made a lot of great plays to do that. So, you know, it always looks like it ends up being the last play. There's obviously a lot of plays over the course of the game that determine the outcome. You know, the performances by, you know, Julian and Gronk and Danny and Brandon LaFell and, you know, LeGarrette, the whole offensive line played great. I mean, all the defensive, I mean, everybody played great. It wasn't a big margin of error, obviously, you know, and certainly the interceptions didn't help, which gave them some points and kept us from scoring. So, you know, but that's what they did. And it comes down to the end and comes down to one or two plays. And you know, whoever makes them at the end is the victor, and it happened to be us.
Tom, several times after the game, you lauded and applauded your team's physical and mental toughness. I think we understand what physical toughness is all about. What form does mental toughness take on a Super Bowl champion team?
Well, you know, it's a lot like, you know, and I think that, you know, the game played out a lot like our season probably played out, you know, a lot of expectations going in, you know, it didn't quite go the way that we wanted it, and then we figure out a way to make it work in the end. So it's a, you know, that's how football is played, and you play for four quarters, you play for 60 minutes. You know, a lot of basketball games come down to the last shot, and you make it or you miss it. I mean, that's, you put a lot of time and work over the course of, you know, really since we lost the AFC Championship game to get back to work and refocus and to believe in each other, believe in what we're doing. You know, we made some great additions to our team, guys that really were huge components of what we were doing, you know, especially in free agency. So, you know, just so proud of all those guys for what they brought to our team. And, you know, we go to Miami to start the year, and it's a tough loss, and play two other games and play, you know, not great, but we win, and then we lose to KC, and obviously that was a big point in our season where, you know, there was one of two ways for us to go, and we, as usual, you know, chose the route to keep fighting, and you know, we rattled off a bunch of wins against a lot of great teams, and I think really built our foundation, and you know, down 14 twice, and in the division game, you know, we beat the Colts pretty good, and then, you know, beat down 10 in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. I mean, it's pretty remarkable what the team achieved. So, no, it's a lot to be grateful for, and I think obviously the support of our fans and the support of our families and friends and people that were always behind us is, you know, means the most. So, you know, those, everyone should be really proud.
Tom, you used the expression just there in the last answer, get back to work. What form will Tom Brady's R&R take, and what will be the duration of that R&R before that little voice says, Tommy, back to the weight room? How long will that be?
Probably not much time. I mean, it's kind of like what I love to do. So, you know, obviously I'll take time. I'd love, you know, I need some time with my family. It's been, you know, I've been playing football full time for 7 months. So, I mean, I'd love to spend some time with my family and
somewhere warm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll be here in Boston. And that's where my family lives. So we'll take a trip here or there, but it's going to be you know, it takes on a different meaning, you know, later in your life too, because there's other responsibilities, and obviously with children, and it's even more responsibilities. So, you know, they don't know what happened. They just, you know, it was just a fun weekend for them, but you know, they got school and they got all the things they're doing. So it's just a, you know, different than when I was 10 years ago when I won, where I'd not married and no kids, and you know, you could really do whatever you want. You know, now it's, I get to do, you know, what my kids want, which, you know, is equally as fun. It's just different.
You know, I know you don't like talking about legacy, Tom, but what, you know, what you did Sunday was you kind of ended the most popular argument we have here on sports radio. And the, you know, the kid who was switching off with Drew Henson at Michigan, the kid who was a six-round pick, who was fourth string behind Michael Bishop, that kid is now the greatest quarterback in NFL history. How do you get your mind around that? Have you spent a minute thinking about what you accomplished individually on Sunday?
You know, I never thought of it like that, and I never will think of it like that, because I think that, you know, for me as a player, it's impossible to make the comparisons. You know, there's so many great players that have played in the game, and you know, I'm part of a great team and organization. It's the ultimate team sport. So, you know, every player that's ever played has been in a different situation than me, and I've been lucky to be healthy. I've been lucky to have the support of, you know, people that keep me on the field, like, you know, Alex, who's really been my mentor, and guys, my teammates that I've been so blessed to be around. You know, I play for, I think, the best coach in the history of the NFL and the best owner in the history of the NFL, so... You know, not a lot of other guys are privileged to be able to have those things. And, you know, I just try to do my job. And I think ultimately I never want to let my teammates down. So I just try to show up to every work every day and try to earn the respect of those guys and to try to set a positive example and to try to, you know, bring my energy and emotion to whatever it is to help our team, you know, be competitive. So whether that's – and it's certainly just not on game day. And I don't believe that you're the type of person that can just – you know, flip a switch on game day either. I think you got to bring it, you know, every day. And I think that's, you know, I think the thing I'm most fortunate is my teammates have always been able to respond. And that's the kind of team that, you know, the Patriots have built, the organization has built. And that's, you know, the people that are attracted to the organization, guys that love winning, love competing, and want to do it no matter what the circumstance.
You know, you deserved the MVP, I thought, but if you hadn't won it, I thought Edelman would have been a great choice. I don't remember a receiver playing a better playoff game for the Patriots ever in a bigger game. I mean, so many big catches, that third and long, obviously the touchdown. I thought he just had a great game.
He played incredible, and, you know, I agree. He could have won it too. So he, Malcolm, I mean, there was a handful of guys that could have won it, and you know, I'm so proud of Jules, everything he's done and accomplished in his career, and nobody works harder than Julian, and what he's to go from, you know, obviously a college quarterback to a pro punt returner really at first, and then to get his chance when Les left to be a receiver, and to, you know, just almost 100 catches the last 2 years, and had the biggest performance in the biggest game of his career is you know, it speaks to what he's all about. So it's just, it was awesome.
Circling back to the physical toughness and mental toughness, given his size, is Edelman sitting at the head of that table on your team?
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely. He's, you know, he's all heart, and he puts a lot into it, and he's his toughest critic. So it's great, you know, when it happens to great people, and he is too, and his family, and they're so proud of him. You know, we grew up in the same area, and they've, you know, I kind of knew his journey for a long time. So it's nice for, you know, him to be able to experience something as special as what, obviously going to Disneyland yesterday was pretty cool for me to see him do it, because that was just, it was awesome. It was awesome. He should enjoy it, because, you know, these are hard things to do, hard things to come by, and it's a, you know, it's great for the whole organization. It's great for our city. It's great for our fans. It's great for all of New England. Hopefully everybody can celebrate and enjoy it.
Up until Malcolm's interception that salted away the game, you probably didn't have too much to laugh at for the last couple of weeks. However, did you see the video where Affleck, Krasinski, and Damon all claimed to have let the air out of the ball?
No.
You haven't seen that?
I didn't.
Oh, it's good.
I checked my emails. I've been so backed up. It's been pretty crazy. So I'll.
You'll get a good laugh out of it.
All right, I'll check it out. All right,
I believe you are the youngest team to win a Super Bowl, average of 25.2 years old, even with you on the roster, Tom.
That brings the age up, doesn't it?
A lot of times teams, you know, they go all in, as we like to say, to win the Super Bowl, and after that, it just falls apart. Does it feel like you're going to be back there next year, or at least have a good chance to be back there next year?
We'll see. I mean, it's so early in that process, so it's a lot of a, you know, things are just kind of unfolding now. I've had my first good night of sleep in a long time, so, you know, it'll be fun to enjoy this, and it'll be fun to, you know, get back to work, but in the meantime, we're going to enjoy this.
Sounds like Daddy's little girl needs your attention, so we get you out of here with the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit NewEnglandCadillac.com for your exceptional offers. It's kind of a two-part question. Generally, the MVP goes to Disneyland. Number one, were you invited and deferred and let Julian and Malcolm go? And the second part of the question is, now that you've won this and you can put your feet up for a week or two, what's the one or two food indulgences that Giselle's going to let you have to reward yourself for your fourth Super Bowl title?
Alex is going to let you have.
Oh, God, no. I think it's, yeah, I mean, things will be a little bit, obviously, I'll just have some time to be with my family and my wife, my kids, and that'll be great, and we'll do, okay, girly girl. And then, I know, she just wants to see her daddy. Probably, I don't know, probably some burgers. That's probably
that
was my guess, daddy. Cheeseburger.
And did you get invited to Disneyland? And said, no, let these two guys go.
I don't know how all that worked out. You know, I think they kind of choose and they make, you know, I'm sure they want all the guys to go, whoever are really the impact players on the game. And I thought Malcolm and Julian were exactly the perfect fit for that. So that was great for them to be able to experience that. I've been fortunate to experience that in the past. So it was great to see those guys get a chance to do it.
So you're going to try to get the red truck to the guy who used to work at Popeye's Chicken, right?
So if the IRS will allow it, you'll give the truck to Malcolm?
I'd love to do that. We're going to figure out how to make that happen.
All right, Excellent. Tom, well-earned vacation. Put your feet up in some warm sand someplace when the kids get a break from school. We appreciate your showing up every single Monday and talking with us, because I'm sure it's not the most favorite thing you want to do on a Monday morning. But we appreciate your indulgence and your answering our questions over these last 18, 19 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys and obviously all your support. And I know, you know, how hard you guys work to be the best at what you do. So thank you, guys. I'm happy to get on here every Monday and talk some football. So it's been a great experience. I've had a lot of great experiences and happy that you guys are able to play a part. So thank you guys very much. And to all the listeners, you know, thank you guys as well for, you know, your support. And you know, it makes us proud to represent you, and obviously the parade's going to be pretty cool tomorrow, and, you know, just one of the many things we get to enjoy over the next, you know, until football season kicks off again. So thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you down the road, Tom. Enjoy the parade and get warm as soon as you can.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brady, Tom. With Dennis and Callahan.